Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. And this is our November Music Makers, The Red and Blues.
I took one step in the wrong direction.
This trio of Native musicians are with us today to talk about their new album, Hope Begins to Bloom. And right after National Native News, we'll connect you to them. We look forward to your calls today as we celebrate more music on these Native airwaves.
When freedom was a plague on our hearts, we walked across our pillows in our graves, and the sun would never stop. You took the best part of us. We felt like the rain.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Many people at the Ocheti Shakoi camp, the main camp of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, faced with two orders to leave, say they're not worried about threats from the state of fines and have vowed to stay in place. North Dakota's governor issued a mandatory evacuation order Monday, just days after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' notice of eviction to the thousands camped near the Cannonball River in opposition of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Many took to social media this week to criticize the state's move, and outrage was expressed after media reports of the state's plan to block supplies and building materials from entering the camp. The state has since backed away from statements of physically blocking items. Reuters reports the state says law enforcement will take a more passive role, including issuing fines to those headed to the camp. Meanwhile, winter has hit the plains, blanketing the area with snow. Winter and travel advisories are warning people of conditions. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports the forecast includes bitter cold air moving into the area.
Much of the Dakotas have spent the past several days under the effect of a stubborn low-pressure system. Since lows rotate counterclockwise, this storm brought moisture from the Gulf of Mexico into cold northern air. Snow then started falling and kept falling. That has led to no travel advisories on the Standing Rock and Cheyenne River reservations. Katie Pajorli with the National Weather Service in Rapid City, South Dakota, says the worst is over, but more snow could be on the way.
So we're in kind of an active weather pattern right now, and so there's another wave that's going to come through the northern plains Thursday night, bringing a little bit of snow mainly to the northern hills Thursday night and into Friday morning.
Bitterly cold air from northern Canada and the North Pole will reach the plains in about a week. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
An Ojibwe singer-songwriter is hosting a Standing Rock benefit concert this week in Rylander, Wisconsin. WXPR's Miranda Vanderleest has more.
Local musicians will stand in solidarity with tribal people Friday night. Paco Freilich is one of the organizers and is an Ojibwe singer-songwriter. He will sing songs like Where Were You to raise questions about the environment and our responsibility to preserve it for generations to come.
When they strip mine of land,
I think this is a great way to bring positive energy towards this topic. So much is disturbing that you see put out on the media. It can kind of be hard for some people to take a look at it, and they get bombarded with negativity. And so I'm hoping this comes at it from a positive informational viewpoint and draws people into it that way.
Freilich has put together a lineup of tribal dancers, speakers who have been at the front line, and seven musicians. Freilich says the money raised will go to the Indigenous Environmental Justice Group, Honor the Earth. For National Native News in Northern Wisconsin, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.
This week, the Otna Intertribal Resource Commission and the U.S. Department of the Interior signed an agreement which allows for federal land management between regional and village corporations and eight tribes in south-central Alaska. The agreement creates a demonstration project on federal and corporation lands in an effort to foster a greater role for people in the region to manage moose and caribou hunting. Officials say the agreement is a way to help preserve traditional ways of life, put food on the table, and improve wildlife habitat. The agreement is the first under an order by Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. The order encourages federal land managers to involve Native Americans in the management of fish and wildlife resources on federal lands that are part of their traditional territory. Jewell signed the order in October. It allows for partnerships between tribes, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanic Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Support by Northern Arizona University, a university committed to serving Native American students, offering opportunity in every direction, in Flagstaff, at community colleges around the state, and online. Learn more at nau.edu. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. The issues that our Native nations face are often layered, but when they're explored, a lot begins to open up. And it's always an honor to invite individuals to be on our program to expand the conversation and gain more understanding about our Native lives and issues that we all face. And today we've opened the hour to a trio of Native scholars who are using music to explore what matters and concerns our Native nations. They call themselves the Red and Blues, and they formed at Haskell Indian Nations University. We're going to kick things off with one of their songs that speaks to resiliency of Native peoples. It's called Bloom because, as the song suggests, when hope is instilled, hearts begin to flourish. Here is the Red and Blues.
Heaven was the place we lived before the stars fell from the sky. But when we fell from grace, they clipped our wings so we would never fly. Our hearts stained, and we were left the blame of trying to survive. But love remained for hope to bloom again and set our hearts on fire. But it was a sacrifice that would pull us through. She kept from heaven shine so we could shine too. No matter how low,
is the Red and Blues, their track, Bloom, and we're going to hear from them here in just a moment, but it is our November Music Maker, and that means we open the lines for you to also join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number, and we are also giving away CDs, so if you'd like to tell the band what you think about their music, call us right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. The first 10 callers on air with a comment or question will receive a copy of what you're hearing right now. Let's go back to the Red and Blues.
I'm gonna light this fire in my heart. Hope begins to bloom because heaven is in you. Gonna light this fire in my heart. Hope begins to bloom because heaven is in you. I'm gonna light this fire in my heart.
now joining us live here on Native America Calling, we have the Red and Blues. And it's our pleasure to say hello to Marcus Bonoski, also Kahita Bonoski, and Rain Charger, who make up the Red and Blues. And folks, welcome to the hour, and thank you for making such great music. Let's go ahead and just say hello to folks. Marcus, go ahead and start us off.
Hey, good morning. Thanks a ton for having us on the show today. I'm Marcus. I play guitar and sing.
You sing very well, and he comes to us from the Pawnee and Creek Nations. Also with us, we got Kahita on the line. Go ahead and greet the folks, Kahita.
Hi, this is Kahita Bernoski. I'm Marcus's sister, and I play the drums for the Red and Blues. I'm also Pawnee and Creek. Good morning.
Very nice. And it's not only a family affair, because we also got Rain Charger on the line. Rain, welcome to the hour, and go ahead, greet the folks.
Hey, I'm Rain Charger. I play bass for the Red and Blues. I'm Itazi Pachola, Lakota. Shout out to all my people up in South Dakota, Kaelin D and Keeley. It's awesome to be on the show.
Indeed. And folks, if you want to talk to him, call us right now, 1-800-996-2848. And I wanted to start off with that song, Bloom, because I think it really opens up exactly what you folks are doing. A bunch of Native scholars taking it to the music and helping us think more about what we face. Anything more you would like to share about why this song really does take us to a point of important things when we think about our nations? Any thoughts on that, Rain?
I really think that this song is we can use this as like a motivation tool for people. And I know I was born and bred on the res, and I know that, you know, as colonization has swept through, our cultures have in some way, shape, or form have been diminished, and that it can be kind of desperate or hopeless. And so, but now there's this strive to reacculturate and to get our cultures back on track. And I think that's kind of what this song is really encapsulating, that hope does begin to bloom because it's all within us to get our cultures back on track.
Very nice. And I think we got a caller who's ready to jump in this and let you know about how the sound hit him this morning. And folks, you can also join us too by calling 1-800-996-2848. Let's go ahead and say hello to Gregory in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Gregory, thank you for giving us a ring, and go ahead and share your thoughts.
Oh, hey, good morning or good afternoon to one and all. I do not have much access to a computer or do not own a cell phone. The music I rely on totally on radio, and I'm curious as to what blues artist inspired you to take up the blues?
Good question, Gregory, because you feel that blues. And as we hear more tracks from the Red and Blues, you're going to get a sense of that. And Marcus, take us through that.
Definitely. A lot of our blues inspiration, or mine personally, it goes back like Lightning Tompkins, Muddy Waters, really traditional, up to like Stevie Ray Vaughan. A lot of our music comes from like Motown and funk and obviously a lot of rock and roll as well. But in terms of blues, a lot of traditional stuff.
Indeed. Gregory, thank you for your call. And folks, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Our November music makers are the Red and Blues. And Kahita, you're the lady keeping the beat. Anything you want to share about your influences?
Just like Marcus said, we grew up on a lot of, you know, different types of music, blues and rock and roll. Listened to a lot of Beatles and Rolling Stones and a lot of hip hop. We really like 90s music because we grew up, you know, in the 90s. But yeah, a lot of fun music.
Indeed. Well, you folks have definitely taken your influences and made your own style. Marcus, tell us more about why this band formed and how you feel about things now.
Well, we formed in January or February of 2015. And, you know, we're trying to get to the Gathering of Nations to play Stage 49. But it really, really evolved, like, shortly after that. And we came, me and Rain came together, and we were like, there's a lot of issues going on in Native country, and let's use the education that we're having and write some music and inspired by the what we're learning and what's going on in the Native community.
Rain, anything to add? Oh, let's get him back. Kahita, any thoughts about forming? Because I think y'all are definitely opening up something new when it comes to Native music.
Yeah, I hope we are. I mean, I really like the music we've been writing, and it's mostly Marcus and Rain doing the writing of the lyrics, but I love hearing it and coming in with the drums later, and I get so excited when I get to find out what they want to talk about and start researching myself, and I hope other people do that too, you know, don't know about these issues, but hear our songs and go look it up themselves and get involved, or at least informed.
Indeed. And Rain, tell me a little bit about some of this, because I know you folks put a lot of work into what it is you're going to say in the different songs. Tell us more about that process.
Well, you know, it's, how do I say this? It comes across, you know, a lot more naturally. It's not, there are some songs that will, okay, that's a song we need to write about, or that's an issue that we need to definitely talk about within our music. But sometimes the stuff, as you know, it's kind of a stream of consciousness, almost like it flows naturally. You know, as these issues come up, and of course some of these issues have been going on since even before Contact, you know, then we'll write about them. It's not necessarily always just pegged and like, oh, we're going to write about that. It's, but there are, you know, a few different songs on the album that we've like picked out and wrote about. For instance, Echoes on the album is specifically written about the Klamath River, missing. We set out to write that song about the missing and murdered Indigenous women, but, others have just kind of come about as they've come about, and it's evolved into that.
And Rain, what's it like to take on a topic like this? Because a lot of times, you know, when we hear music, folks are singing about a personal experience or, you know, just reliving a moment. But your songs, you're really taking us almost into history lessons and current events and many different things. Go ahead, Rain.
Yeah, you know, we do write those personal songs. We do, you know, we have our own moment in time type of music, you know. But for Red and Blues, for sure, I think we kind of want it to be bigger than ourselves. You know, we want to definitely get out there and get this music to as many people as possible. And I think as a modern Native American, you can't not in some way, shape, or form be involved with these issues. You have to be a part of them. You're living them, you know, whether you know it or not. So I know me and Marcus have wanted to be, you know, doing music all of our lives and definitely doing music that had a purpose. So this feels like a glove. It's just natural.
Marcus, anything to add? And before I bring you back, folks, if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. Talk to the Red and Blues out of Haskell Nation's Indian University, and also out of the Pawnee Creek and Lakota Nations. 1-800-996-2848 is the number, and we're also giving away some of the music. We have plenty of CDs left, so give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. Marcus, go ahead. Anything you want to add?
I think when we're taking the steps to writing music, we get this really, really strong and emotional stance behind the issues that we're writing about, and hopefully it comes across in our music. But you know, when we're in here in the Haskell band room in the studio, like we're really, you know, feeling hard for all the people out there fighting the good fight.
And what is it like to take a leap like that, to be belting out this kind of music and have that kind of training there in the band? Marcus?
I think it's, you know, phenomenal. It's just like we go out to these shows and, you know, there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, there's a lot of, you know, white people, and like to get up on stage and like, you know, screaming in their faces about colonization, it really feels good, and you get an enormous applause, and it's just amazing.
And Marcus, what is it like to bring, you know, such heavy lyrics, or maybe not heavy, but, you know, a lot of woven into Native life? What's it like to do that?
It's definitely emotional. Like, you really have to invest yourself into the topic, like missing and murdered Indigenous women. Like, we did a lot of research into this topic, and it took a few weeks to get the song written and finished, and it was very taxing and tolling, but you know that, you know, there's people out there that have it so much worse. Like, their sisters and mothers and daughters have gone missing, and you just gotta keep that in mind.
And what about finding the right sound to match some of this, you know, topic or what you're talking about? Any thoughts on that, Rain?
Well, as we've actually come to be playing Missing more out live, you know, when we started playing it together as a band, it definitely felt very much like this rock song, just in terms of context with Missing, you know. And now it's kind of, to me, it's evolved into this more grooving, almost like an older R&B song, with a lot of the Motown influence. But again, you know, we don't really ascribe too much, you know, we couldn't really play like a jazz standard about Manifest Destiny. That had to be a rock song or a very rockin' song, you know. But some of these songs, they definitely, the topic determines the sound just through natural cohesion, not necessarily through any will of our own all the time. So it kind of varies from song to song, really.
Well, you know what? Let's give them some of that. And here's a song that both of you were mentioning. This is Missing by the Red and Blues. They are our November music makers. It's our pleasure to hear this music and share it with you. Phone lines are open. Talk directly to them by calling 1-800-996-2848 or 1-800-99-NATIVE. And that's also our Twitter handle. Here we go. This is Missing. I don't know why your love is gone. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to say hello to Veronica in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Veronica, thanks for calling, and go ahead, tell us what you think about the Red and Blues. Veronica in Anchorage, are you there? Okay, let's go ahead and say hello. Oh, there she is. Veronica, go ahead.
I just wanted to say you guys sound great. I'm over here going on my way to work, and I just turned on the radio, and I was like, who is this? This is really amazing, something different, and I love the platform that you guys are performing on. So I just wanted to say thank you very much, and you guys have made my day.
All right, Veronica, thank you for your call. Folks, phone lines are still open. Give us a ring, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's hear some more about this track.
Because your love's gone. The reason why I don't want anything but you. I've never tried so hard to not believe the truth. Don't be afraid, just believe that I'm.
Thanks again to the Red and Blues who are on the line with us today. And Kahita, anything you want to share about that track?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite songs we play. After, like, the guys got it out and I got to, you know, read the lyrics and they told me everything about it, I was just really, you know, moved and inspired and excited to play this song for people. And I know it's an emotional issue, and I hope people dig the song and, you know, really feel what we're trying to put out there in it.
I think they are, Kahita, because I see these phone lines. They are lighting up. We can't wait to hear what people have to say. And, folks, we're going to continue with our conversation with the Red and Blues, who are here with us. And our phone lines are open. We look forward to hearing from you as well. Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And I think we got 8 CDs left. So if you like the music, call in and share, because we're giving away 10 copies. All you got to do is make it on air with your comment or question, and we look forward to hearing from you. As many as 1 million more jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math will be available in the future, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Will these jobs go to Native Americans? On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with Native scientists about their chosen career path. We hope you'll join us.
Everything's okay. I love you, and all the times we had together, our hearts will never break. Tiger Lily fell in love with me. Let's escape before this storm takes everything away. All alone I will break. Together we can change the world. If we stay inside, the balls will keep them out.
Bonjour. Medicare Part D is your prescription for a healthy life. For anyone with Medicare, Part D provides access to affordable prescription drugs. Sign up or switch your Part D plan during open enrollment from October 15 to December 7. For more information, visit www.medicare.gov. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Miigwech.
The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes to Albuquerque the 6th annual Striking Eagle Basketball Tournament and Education Fair beginning December 28th. Information on the event and services at siabq.org. Support by Chickasaw Press, presenting Mission to Space, Chickasaw astronaut John Harrington's story of making his youthful dreams of going to space a reality. Holiday delivery of this children's book available on orders placed at ChickasawPress.com by December 21st.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And the Red and Blues are live with us on the line today. We're featuring their debut album, Hope Begins to Bloom. And with us on the line, we have Rain Charger from the Lakota Nation, who plays drums, guitar, bass, and does vocals. We also have brother and sister Kahita Barnoski, as well as Marcus Barnoski. And Kahita, well, she's bringing the beat with the drums, and Marcus is also bringing those great vocals and guitar. And if you'd like to share with them what you're thinking about this music, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And there are many tracks on this album that take on different issues, things like misrepresentation of Native women through the media. That's what Tiger Lily is all about. And we got a sample of it during the break. But there is plenty more to be discussed and explored when it comes to the Red and Blues out of Haskell Nation's Indian University. And folks, we're also giving away some of the music. If you'd like to join the conversation, 10 of you will receive a copy of their album, Hope Begins to Bloom. So let's go ahead and turn directly to you, the phone lines. And again, you can give us a ring, 1-800-99-NATIVE. We're going to go now to Prouty, who's in El Moro, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM Radio. Prouty, thank you for giving us a dial. And what do you think about this music?
Hi, good morning. My name is Prouty Sosari Irato. Torajini. I'm from El Moro, New Mexico, and I'm so proud to and honored to hear this music. I love this music. It's the first time I've heard of Red and Blues. Our dad, my late dad, Leonard Juviano Rocho, was a very proud fan of blues music, and I'm sure he would love at my music as well as I do. And I just want you to keep it the good word, and God bless your music. It makes my day, and I will cherish it all the time.
All right. Thank you so much. Prouty, thank you for that. And when you get your CD, let us know how you like the album, and let us know if you played it loud. Thanks for your call there in El Moro. We're going to go now to Standing Rock to say hello to Emily in North Dakota, listening today on KLND. Emily, thank you for giving us a ring, and go ahead, jump in there.
Hi, can you hear me okay? I'm calling. I'm just outside of the Standing Rock. I'm at the Standing Rock camp. And I just turned on the radio and I heard your music and it's wonderful. And I feel like this is funny to say, but there's a great need for morale boosting here at camp. And I wondered if you would consider, maybe touring through and give a show. I'm sure it would be well received.
Emily, thanks for connecting us. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, just shout out to all the water protectors holding it down and Minnie Wachoni.
All right, Emily, thank you for your call there in Standing Rock. And great to hear that that's where this program is streaming. And we know our program goes many different places, and we're glad you're connecting with us today. Call in and share how you're connecting to this music from the Red and Blues. 1-800-996-2848. And I'm happy to say we got, it looks like, 6 more CDs left. So call in and share your thoughts. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's bring the band back. And Rain, any thoughts? Just hearing from Emily coming directly from Standing Rock.
Man, that was awesome. I got tears in my eyes. That's, we, as a band, we haven't made it up there yet. I'm Itrazi Pachola, so I'm from Cheyenne River. So I'm real close to Standing Rock. I got relatives and family up there. I got relatives going to camp all the time. And that's just amazing. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows actually. And, we put an album release party together for our album. And really when we did that, we decided, cause that's when everything was really starting to heat up. So we actually turned that show into like a stand for Standing Rock thing. And we donated most of our money that we made that night to Standing Rock. And I mean, we've been wanting to get up there. We've been wanting to get up, you know, we're still college kids and, you know, we're still in this band. So it's hard for us to get away, but
And you
that
got schoolwork.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's always that schoolwork. Marcus, anything to add?
Oh yeah, we've been doing a ton of shows to benefit Standing Rock. Like we're doing like everything we can do, you know, in the area that we're at. I mean, we really would love to make a trip up there, and I don't know, after hearing that, maybe we'll have the chance to. But yeah, we're actually writing. We're almost done recording a new song for the Standing Rock. You know, the movement that's going on, and it's going to be released here in the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye out for that. It's really a powerful song, and I hope you guys get a chance to listen.
Well, there's actually a song on this album, too, that I think speaks directly to what the Water Protectors are standing for. Build a Pipeline Through My Heart is the first track off the album. Anything y'all want to share on that? Rain?
Yeah. We came together in early 2015, and the KXL thing was still kind of rearing its ugly head. So we had written that song in opposition of the KXL pipeline. You know, we've been, you know, natives have known it forever. This water meaning life is not a new slogan. This has been the way it's been since time immemorial. But the KXL pipeline posed a very, very real danger. And so we wrote that song specifically for that one. And now we use it for the Dakota Access Pipeline, because of course it's the same very real danger. And we know that it'll be stopped. So, but we definitely wrote, you know, fight for the clean water where we can. It's one of my favorite songs on the album, actually.
Thanks for that, Rain. And let's go ahead and hear more from our Native Nations. Let's go ahead and say hello to Lynn on the road in South Dakota. Lynn, thank you for giving us a ring. And go ahead and tell us what you're feeling when you hear the Red and Blues.
Hello, everybody. I just really wanted to say thank you so very much for all of this amazing work that you're doing. I just left Oshetisakowi camp a couple hours ago, and my heart is very heavy for having left. I am very grateful to be able to listen to the Red and Blues, to hear your message, and to further inspire my heart and the heart of many to continue this good work and to continue learning and educating and just being open and understanding. So thank you.
Lynn, thank you for your call. Safe travels. And folks, join us too at 1-800-99-NATIVE, which is also 1-800-996-2848. We're going to go now to a track. This is Blast Off the Res. And before we do, Marcus, tell us a little bit about it.
The premise from this song is from the movie Smoke Signals, you know, and they're backing up and they're like leaving the res is like going to another planet or something. So it's taking that concept and like, you know, the difficulties of assimilation and coming into the dominant culture and kind of the effects that it can have on, you know, on natives and dominant culture society.
All right, this is Blast Off the Res by the Red and Blues.
Send me to the moon. I learned to be a star. I'll fight to get it back. And I'll fight. Give myself a place, and I'll buy myself a car. I'll learn to run the race, and I'll leave you in the dark. I'll wake up brave. I'll wake up standing tall. I'll forget that sacred place, and I'll drown in the
Let's go ahead and go to our phone lines. We're going to say hello to Carol in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, tuned in on Keeley Radio, KILI. Carol, thank you for your call. And go ahead, share what you're thinking. All right, come back to the phone, Carol. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to say hello to Michael in Jemez, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Michael, thank you for your call. You're on air.
Thanks for taking my call. This song is really reminiscent of all the border towns. I drive a city bus in Albuquerque, and I see all these young, hopeful faces coming to town. You know, they're seeking their fame and fortune, and then some make it, but a lot of them don't. And then you see them finding like-minded people, and then going from point A to point B, wandering around. And my heart is so sad when I see that. And also, the music itself is reminiscent of David Bowie, you know, in my mind, you know, the space travel and that sort of perspective. And then also, I like to see all the natives going to the universities. You know, it shows that we're going to have a bright future.
All right, Michael, great to hear from you there in Jemez. Let's try Carol again there in Pine Ridge on Keeley Radio. Carol, go ahead. You're in the mix.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air.
Okay, just listening to the music, a lot of emotions into that, you know, a lot of feelings and self thoughts. I like the music. It's different, soothing, I guess, but just want to thank the artist who did the song and wish them good luck. And I know a lot of our native local artists here can also do music such as that and get recognized. But it's good music, and I want to congratulate them for the CD that they made, so the songs.
Great to hear from you, Carol, there in Pine Ridge. We're going to go now to Pinon, Arizona, to say hello to Rochelle, listening on KUII in Arizona. Rochelle, thank you for your call, and go ahead, share your thoughts.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing.
It is awesome. You know, I've listened to so much people that, particularly Native artists, you know, and some of them don't really hit the spot, and you guys really do. And the one thing that really hit me was the song "I Miss You." You know, it made me cry. You know, it made me think of my mom, and just knowing that, you know, other people out there, you know, share the same pain that I did, you know. But I'm still living my life. I'm still praying every day, and I'm still looking forward. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you're doing. Don't lose hope. Get yourself known. Get out there and inspire other Native artists to become just like you guys. We need role models like you guys. So please don't give up. Do what you can. You know, keep the songs going. Don't forget about your people, and don't forget about the Natives that are in South Dakota. Pray for them. Do your part. Everybody is doing their part. God bless you, and thank you very much.
Rochelle, thanks for your call there in Pinon, Arizona. Folks, a couple of minutes left in the hour. Share your thoughts, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And you can also connect with the Red and Blues online. Their website is simply theredandblues.com. Let's go ahead and take another call. We're going to say hi to Jeff in Standing Rock, South Dakota, tuned in on KLND. Jeff, thank you for giving us a ring, and you're on air.
Music, I just heard the first track, and like the rhythm of it and the meaning of the words. And you guys be strong and keep playing, and the sky's the limit, and water is life. And thank you for your music. Add it to my Native collection, too.
All right. I'm glad to hear that that collection is growing. And folks, it's always our honor to help your Native collection grow in music. And when we turn on to our music maker, we open up a lot. And we're glad you're on the other end and hearing some of this music. Let's bring our band back on the line with us. We got Marcus, Kahita, and Rain, who make up the Red and Blues, our November music makers. And folks, as you're hearing from our listening audience, they are really gelling to this. And any words for our callers, Rain?
Thanks a ton, guys. It's great to hear, you know, from so many people from Standing Rock and up in the area. You know, it's awesome. Thank you for all of our, you know, Southwestern people who are listening to us, too. It's amazing. We're really glad you called in. Feels really good.
Very nice. And the music, I think it's going where it needs to. Marcus, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think we're really overwhelmed here, and you guys are getting us right in the feels, and we really thank you all a lot for tuning in and giving us a listen. It really means a lot to, I mean, we're sitting here in the Haskell band room, like, and it's really amazing.
Nice. Let's take another call. We're going to hear from Roman in Albuquerque, tuned in on KUNM. Roman, thank you for your call, and go ahead, share what you think about the Red and Blues.
I just wanted to share the sentiment expressed by the previous caller of appreciating the platform you guys are standing on with your music, of addressing the generational trauma that's been experienced in this community, in this country, from the colonizing process, and of course, specifically and on the front lines with the indigenous communities and indigenous brothers and sisters. But also as a young Chicano, I feel also as a mestizo, we experience the same thing in terms of experiencing the oppression and the disenfranchisement, and coming together and respecting our common fight of protecting Mother Earth and her precious resources and our clean water. And just wanted to appreciate the platform you guys are standing on with your music. And I really feel it has the power to be world changing. So just wanted to express that gratitude and wish you guys all the luck.
Thanks, Roman, here in Albuquerque. And folks, you can continue to let us know what you think about the Red and Blue. Send us a tweet. Our Twitter handle is at 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Rain, there was a lot in that last track that we heard, Blast Off the Res. Is there anything you want to add about what it felt like to make that song, or just what we hear when we turn it on?
You know, that's... I grew up playing a lot of blues. The first stuff I learned how to play on bass was blues. And for me, that song is like, you know, one of our most traditionally bluesy songs, because it's got a lot of walking and it's got a lot of shuffling in it. So it's, to me, it's like one of my favorite songs for us to play, because it's almost danceable. You know, we've seen people dancing when we play it, and it's really good. And you know, being at Haskell, we're college students, and though Marcus and Gita weren't always on the res or something, I've been born and bred there, and you know, even though I was prepared for college, there's still that culture shock that happens. So I feel like that song can speak out to a lot of people, because when you leave your home community, wherever that may be, that has a shock to your system. So I think it's a really good positive song.
I think so too. And I think it's exciting too to hear that y'all met there in Haskell. There's plenty of stories of what happens when natives get together in Haskell. Let's take one more call. We're going to say hi to Bruce in Santa Fe, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Bruce, thanks for calling. And go ahead, you're connected to the Red and Blues.
Sago, Tara, thanks for having me. And howdy to all the Haskell rascals in that band. I would like to say, I'm always an advocate of original songwriting. I'm an old guitar player and singer performer a long time ago myself. And I just, want to encourage them to stay in that direction, to write your own stuff and find your own voice and reach your own musical identity. Now, the thing I would just like them to comment on, of course, is I'm curious about their production process, if they had a studio process or if they put this together with their own technology. And, just for an old uncle observation, I'm just kind of curious, because some of the, the mixing kind of goes off the charts. So I wonder if they would comment on that. And I'll leave that to them.
All right. Thanks for that. Kahita, let's start with you. Any thoughts for Bruce?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling and listening. It's so cool. But, yeah, most of our recording and playing is done here at Haskell and mixed and recorded here in the band room. Actually, Marcus did most of it.
Marcus, anything you want to share with Bruce and everybody else?
Yeah. If you're interested in music, like as a young, any age, we actually scored a huge grant here at Haskell Band. We have a really top of the line music equipment for over the past couple of years, and we were really, really lucky. And we've been recording and editing and producing here at Haskell Indian Nations University, and we have a really unique experience in that we write these songs about decolonization, and the school started out as a boarding school to strip away, Native identity, and it's really come full circle.
Thanks for that. There you go, Bruce. And Rain, when you think about this album, I think there's plenty more to discuss, especially when you take a look at some of the tracks. Is there anything more you want people to know about how the album, or anything more about the album, Hope Begins to Bloom?
Well, I just I would encourage people to remember that this is our first foray into recorded music. This is just the beginning. So we hope that people keep an eye out for us. We're looking to tour more. We're looking to play with more people. We're always looking to get out there to those communities. When people call and say, like, "Hey, we really like you in this area," that inspires us to maybe get out to those areas more. So I would just hope that they would, take a listen to it, and, just listen to it without any preconceived notions, because as you said, it doesn't quite fit into one certain genre category. It's not purely a blues album. It's not purely a rock album. It's not just a soul album. So I just listen to it with an open mind and an open heart, and I do think it's accessible to anyone. I don't think it has to be just natives or non-natives. So.
Sure. Good music is just good music. And Rain, where can folks go to connect with you or just even tell you more about what they think about this album?
Oh, man, we're actually pretty solid. We have our Facebook, we have a Twitter, we have an Instagram. Those will all be at the Red and Blues. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on Google Play, Amazon Prime. We're on iTunes now.
you know, you can get at us. We're on CD Baby. If you just type in Hope Begins to Bloom, you should be able to find our album on Google if you want to. So,
yeah, you are everywhere. Very nice. And folks, that's going to wrap it up this hour. Zip by. And we're glad you were with us. And maybe you want to tell a friend about what you just heard. Well, you can also give them a link and let them know where they can hear this program once again. We archive all of our music makers and programs. Visit us at NativeAmericaCalling.com, and that's where you find it. We also have a podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, so you can download it, put it in your device, and take a walk. Thanks again to the Red and Blues for sharing their album Hope Begins to Bloom with us today. Especially thanks to our guests, Kahita, Marcus, and Rain. And folks, that's going to do it for the program. But if there's still more you want to tell us, reach out. Send us an email, comments at NativeAmericaCalling.com. And we got a link to the band on our website, too, if you want to connect. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for a conversation on why natives are stepping into the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, a.k.a. STEM careers. Our executive producer is Art Hughes, senior producer Monica Brain, associate producer Andy Murphy, Derek Toledo's our engineer, and I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. We'll be back tomorrow.
Support provided by the award-winning game Never Alone, a video game based on Inupiat tales and made in partnership with the Alaska Native community. In Never Alone, a young Inupiat girl and her Arctic fox brave harsh and beautiful Arctic environments, meet fascinating characters, and search for the source of an eternal blizzard that threatens the survival of everything they know. Never Alone is available now on the App Store and Google Play. More information at neveralonegame.com. A world-class education is within your reach at SIPI, the Southwestern Indian Polytechnic Institute in Albuquerque. This historic National Indian Community College, located in the center of New Mexico's agriculture and technology corridor, offers affordable two-year degrees in science, engineering, liberal arts, and career technical training. Spring enrollment information is at sipi.edu. You can expect success when you take charge of your future today.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.